required in order to think effectively, most people would be at a loss to give a complete account. Thus, we are unable to assess our own thinking skills or systematically teach the skill of thinking to others. Now, consider this for a moment. When you think in pictures. Check it out. I'm going to suggest that you think of the home you live in, and as you do, realize that an image of your home comes onto the screen of your mind. It's almost as if there's a screen running right through the center of our head, and the second we think of our home, the picture of the home comes onto the screen of our mind. Now I want to suggest that you think of your automobile. And the second you think of your automobile, the picture of the home is gone, and the picture of the automobile is there. Think of your kitchen, your backyard. Think of where you work or go to school. And bang, 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 just like that, the picture changes. We literally think in pictures. Now I'm going to suggest that you think of your mind. Now, when most people think of their mind, they get an image of the brain. How many thought of the brain? Quite a few hands going up. And yet, you know, the brain is not the mind any more than the fingernail is. And paradoxically, the fingernail and the brain is the mind. You see, mind is an activity, and body is the manifestation of that activity. And we're going to find out as we go along through the morning and this afternoon that the body is really nothing but an instrument of the mind. Now, your brain is comprised of hundreds of thousands of cells. Into these cells, we impregnate pictures or images. And as we think, we activate that particular group of brain cells, and the picture that's in them flashes on the screen of the mind. Now, I'm going to come back to that in just a moment. Flip over onto page 5 in your exercise book. At the top of the page, it's talking about me and money. Now, when you think of yourself and you think of money, what kind of a picture do you get? You know, the vast majority of people get a picture of poverty. And what we want to do is take and build cells of recognition in your brain for prosperity. So we're talking about me and money. That's you and your money. Now we say the program was written in the sincere hope that it would lead you. And that's all we could do is lead you. It's like Dr. Billy B. Sharp in Chicago. He said, a person will not believe something until they discover it for themselves. So we just actually want to lead you to this new awareness. Well, we want to lead you to the many discoveries that lie within you. And we're going to do that through the repetition of prosperous ideas. What we're going to do is tell you one thing 10,000 times and 10,000 different ways. And we're going to cause pictures to fly on the screen of your mind until you get a clear picture of greatness and prosperity locked up within you, because that's what there, regardless of whether you understand that or not at this point. Now, we're suggesting that you start to see money. Whenever you think of money, see this stuff as an obedient, diligent servant. You're the master, it's the servant. And don't ever get that equation reversed, or you're going to find yourself in very, very deep trouble. You can use this to provide service far beyond your own physical presence. If you and I had no money, we'd still be able to provide service, but the service that we provided would be confined to our physical presence at any given place or any given time. However, if we had some money, we could provide that service far beyond our own physical presence. So let's make certain that we get that programmed into those cells properly. Now you come down a little further, we're going to say here that lack and limitation can only exist when we make room for them in our mind. But prosperity consciousness knows no lack and it knows no limitation. Now, I want to suggest that you resolve to just completely take the lid off your marvelous mind. Just blow it away. And let the greatness start to flow around in there. Now, flip over to the next page. When we start thinking about money and we start thinking about ourselves, as I suggested, we get images on the screen of our mind. Now, on page 6, we say throughout your entire Born Rich seminar, your attention is directed at the importance of your mind. The type of thoughts and ideas which occupy your consciousness are of paramount importance in developing prosperity in your life. Your mind is either in an orderly or a confused state.